Oh, this is W8MEL.
WAFUZ, WAFUZ, this is WB9YPA.
W8FUZ, Mobile Niner.
Mobile Niner. Okie dokie. All right. Man, I got to get my bills paid today, too. Gal. I don't like it when they shut my power off.
Yeah, I don't like it either. With my last roommate. Yeah. I know that feeling.
Yeah, let me know if I need to make the jump to the higher power setting. Yeah, I need to get my radio fixed from my truck. I miss my little dual band Kenwood mobile radio.
That was a dual bander? Is that mobile?
Yeah, it's a 2 meter 220 mobile radio, a TM621A. Man, that's a beautiful radio.
Wow. Oh yeah, that's that old one, ain't it?
The one I got from BPC. Yep, he sold that to me at the at a ham fest.
I remember that.
And so I went and ordered some parts, and a new encoder for the sub band, and ordered some four white LEDs to replace the lamps in there. A couple of dropping resistors, had to change the values for those to drop the current through them. And I got all done with that thing, and man, what a beautiful radio.
Had to blow my horn at a truck driver. About ripped the side of my car off.
He didn't sideswipe it, huh?
Almost did. I'm like looking at him going, that's getting a little too close to my front tire. I had to blow my horn at him.
I had one that just about ripped the whole side of my car off when I was heading south on Highway 31. The road narrowed, and there was construction stuff going on in there, and that guy didn't care. And he went ahead and passed me and ran me off into where the barrels are at.
Oh yeah, I was coming back from Indianapolis with my semi, and I had one of those RV haulers with the big flatbed on the back try to pass me in that work zone area. I looked over and I'm like, no, you ain't doing this to me. So I kept going. His lane was being blocked off from those orange and white barrels. He hit about three of them.
Yeah, some of those guys, you really have to keep your eyes peeled for them guys, man. I don't know what his problem was. He was in a big hurry. It was a construction zone, and I was trying to do the speed limit.
Yeah, same here. You know, I'm sitting there driving, and I'm in the right, the correct lane, and he was trying to pass me, and I'm like, you ain't making it, buddy.
Yep. If there was one of those telephone numbers on the back of the truck, I would have called it. I don't like to do that stuff, but you know what? That was totally uncalled for. He could have really caused a major, you know. He could have made one of my fingers bleed or something.
Oh yeah. I'm sitting there looking at the situation going, I'm not dumping my truck into a ditch. You're going to be hitting some Orange Cove, buddy.
Yeah, yep, that's right. Okay, so whereabouts you at? You're still making the machine okay. Are you on 331?
Mine Capital, just passed, just went underneath the US 20.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're sounding fine. Yeah, from Bremen, yeah, with a little quarter wave antenna, that doesn't work so good down that way.
Actually, last time I was outside, it worked fine. It's my portables that can't get into the repeater.
Not from Bremen, no. Well, that's pretty good. If you get it from Bremen, I'm really shocked. I'm that surprised that you can actually get into it from there.
It's technically not in Bremen. It's about 15 minutes out from Bremen, north.
Yep. Once you get south of like Woodland. You get south of there, it starts getting pretty dirty.
That's right where our clubhouse is, Woodland.
It is?
Yep, you probably know the place. It's the old Woodland Inn, the old little restaurant.
Cal, if you're living in Woodland, what in the world are you looking for a house for? Oh my gosh, what a beautiful place to be at. Yeah, Woodland is nice out there, country. I mean, that's next to country living.
Yeah, but it's not quite a house. I don't get the privacy that I want.
Well, after hours, after what, 2:30 in the morning, everybody finally goes home, right?
No, more like 4:30, 5:00 in the morning. On Sunday morning, they go home.
That's funny. So now to take a shower, you just basically you have to take a sponge bath in the bathroom.
We do have a shower. We installed that before I actually moved in, or just after I moved in, temporarily. This is a temporary thing, Brian. Talking myself there. But it doesn't quite feel like it right now.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you know what? You have to do what you have to do. That's all there is to it. W8FUZ, this is WB9YPA, Mobile in Mishawaka.
Oh, did you hear the news about an acquaintance of ours?
The news about a what? What'd you say, a quasar?
Acquaintance.
No, negative.
The gentleman that has a two-letter name.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They got divorced.
That made me pretty sad. That was real sad to hear that news.
Yeah, it was sad, but kind of a good side, a good side of that rumor is that she went out to do his rumors when she moves out.
I'll have to catch up with you later on that, Brian. in because you're pretty much out of the machine now. You're getting.
Alrighty, I'll talk to you later then. WD9YPA, W8FUZ.
Hey, there you go. That time was really good.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so what was that last? What was that last, the flip side to the story?
When she moves out, he said I can move in and be his roommate.
That went over my head. Something about, she can move in with his, oh, I see, you can move in as a roommate.
Yep, when she moves out, I can move in as a roommate.
Ah, okay, yeah, all right. Ed's frat house.
Yeah,
I tap a kegger. Hey, I'll let you run. I'm here at the restaurant day. Hey, I'll talk to you later, Brian. But no, that was a sad situation to hear that. That really bummed me out when I, he told me about that, and I was bummed to hear that. Okay, talk to you soon, Brian. Have a good one. W8FUZ, the fuzz. WB9YPA, I am clear. Talk to you soon.
Alrighty, WD9YPA, W8FUZ, clear.
This is W8MEL.
Okay, it looks like that one's connected, and I thought for sure that I had connected to your 635950 the other day. And to be clear, the 635950, that's the one that you had on the TGIF software, right?
Yes, the 635950 I have connected to the VMR thought group, and then my hub. It's a radioless hub. It does not have a radio. It's literally just connecting rooms. So you're connected to that right now. I can see it. You're also, that hub is connected to the KA8DUX in Moline, Michigan, 220, among a couple other repeaters. And then you also have the South Bend repeater.
So I was hearing you on the KC9YNM, so I gave it a shot, but I only have 5 watts on 220 in the truck. And I'm in Michigan City by the airport here. Everything seems to be working as you stated there. Let me try the 950 again. I'll disconnect and I'll try on the 950.
Yeah. Okay, I have not connected my node to my hub, and then after this test, I will disconnect my hub from my node and connect my node compare my hub to my neighbor to see if I'm working both ways, but so far I'm connected. You're also connected to my hub. So, now you're connected. AC.
This is why this is so frustrating.
K9TWL listening. K9TWL, this is WB9YPA, South Bend.
Yeah, Todd, this is Handle. I think I've talked to you a few times before. Just testing on new antenna on my Yaesu.
It's working just super. It sounds great.
Great, I'm on my Yaesu EX6 using a Diamond FRH 320E antenna.
I don't know what that is. I know what the THF6 is. I have one of those, and it's probably one of the finest handy talkies ever known to man. Yeah, those things are like probably perfect. I sure like mine. Well engineered. But the antenna, I haven't heard of that. What is it? Is it like a, you know, like a higher gain type of a setup?
Yeah, it's a, it can be by Diamond. It's a SRH320A. It's a tri-band antenna. Evidently, it's pretty popular. It's a little bit hard to find for a little while, but I finally was able to snag one. But yeah, it, it's probably about 12 inches or so long, 14 inches. It has a load in the center of it to help bring the length down some, but it seems to be a really good antenna.
I have two of those. those work they're awesome. They work very well. I'm real happy with the way those shortened antennas work. Yeah, I think they even give you some gain on they give you a little gain on UHF. Yeah, those things work well. I was up at the Warren Dunes up there, you know, by the lake, and I was getting into the 220 South Bend machine with the handy talkie from there with that antenna.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm just in my living room at home by South Bend Airport, and it's everything's very clear. So I'm very impressed with it so far. I may get another one for my dual bander.
Oh yeah, they're great. That makes a better antenna for a handy talkie. The only thing is, yeah, the length is a little inconvenient at times. You know, if you want to sit there in a restaurant, a ducky is more convenient. But you know, hey, I'd much rather. I'll definitely put up with the. I'll put up with the extra length because the performance is so much better than a normal ducky. That's for sure. So, yeah, Todd, what do you think of this beautiful weather? I think it's awesome. I'm digging it.
It's absolutely beautiful. I was able to work from home today, and I had some windows open and. Really enjoying it. It's quite something. I'm glad to see it. I even enjoyed yesterday. It was not a bad day at all. I got the motorcycle out for winter sportage and started it up, and may not be riding it for a little bit yet, but I at least wanted to get it out and fire it up again since it's been sitting all winter.
Yeah, I miss my bike. I wish I had my Honda Blackbird, but it was stolen. It was stolen about, no, it's probably been 4 years now. So that pretty well knocked the wind out of my sails as far as owning another bike.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate for sure. Yeah, I have an Indian Scout I got last summer. I got a good lock port and GPS tracking stuff, hoping that I can avoid something like that. You just never know.
That's a nice bike. Uh-oh. What's this handy talky doing? This TYT is really, I'm gonna grab my Kenwood. This TYT handy talky, I carry it around because I don't care if I drop it or mangle it or whatever. You know, it works like a cheap radio, let me tell you. So I'm going to grab my Kenwood out of the charger and use that instead.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll hang out here for a minute.
Okay. There, now I don't know if you can tell any difference or not, but yeah, audio fidelity. Now, these Kenwoods are, I like them better than I do the Yaesus. I've had Icoms, I've had Yaesus, I've had Alenco, Kenwoods, and out of all the major brands there, my favorite is the Kenwood.
Yeah, Kenwood definitely makes a nice radio, for sure. They've been around a long time. And that one you have right now, yeah, I can definitely notice the audio difference. It's even clearer than the other one, but it sounds really good. I have an ICOM in my car, based mobile units, and the rest of my radios are Yaesus. If I go into digital more, I make it. There's a couple of Kenwoods I've kind of had my eye on that look pretty nice and have really good reviews.
This is the same, do you hear that noise? It's some kind of an intermod problem, and I don't know I don't know the other frequency that's generating it, but the LaPorte Club had the same problem with the 146.61 repeater, and they could not track it down. And every once in a while, this problem, it comes and it goes. And yeah, it sounds like you're going through a tunnel of some kind. It sounds real weird, a hollow, weird sound. And and it's back. And I don't like it.
K9TWL. Yeah, I've heard it a few times. Not too often, but I just heard it just a second ago. Yeah, it's rather strange. It almost sounds a little bit like a digital noise.
Yes, with that kind of noise in there like that. Yes, right, exactly. It does have a kind of a digital type of, like a high-speed digital data or something on it. But, yeah, I don't know. I hope I can track it down. And even the PLD code that's on the repeater, that doesn't seem to affect it. And, of course, that makes sense. If it's intermod, that makes, that makes sense. That just because of it's got PLD code on it, that doesn't close it up. So, after we're done keying up. So I don't know what to make of it. I've got some work to do on it.
Yeah, it's definitely bizarre. It'll be interesting to see if you can track that down or what that is.
It's been doing it for, oh, it's been doing this for years. Yeah. Does it long enough, it doesn't do it long enough for me to be able to track the thing down. So, yeah, that's what makes it so frustrating.
Yeah, definitely, I'm sure that those little problems that you just kind of nag at you can't figure out, definitely not fun to deal with.
I guess I could probably track it down if I could sit in front of my spectrum analyzer all day long, you know, hook it up to an antenna outside and watch to see, you know, when it does it and see if I can see any carriers pop up and try to figure out what, you know, what's concurrent to it. So that's what I'm fighting with. Dealing with that kind of nonsense. So I wanted to come back to you, and Todd, I'm glad you popped up on here again, and that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that there's actually some new activity that's come up on the South Bend 220 machine. So I think that's great. Appreciate you being here. So, yeah, the more the merrier. That's how I see it. So, let's see. K9TWL, this is WB9YPA. I'm looking for a remote control that I had dismembered for a radio station. And I pulled it out because it got fried by lightning, and they had bought a new one. And I need a relay off of it, and I'm trying to find out where it's at. I don't know. I may have just thrown the whole thing away, but I could use a relay off of it to repair a similar remote control.
Oh, okay, yeah. That would be very helpful. You could talk to that. I usually when I need parts anymore, I usually have to go to some place like Mauser Electronics.
I like those guys. They're pretty good. But I can't order a new relay unless I can figure out if I've got to have the circuit board to try to track down, you know, the what I would have to have for a new part. So I'm kind of stuck. But I know I do have some 5-volt relays in my inventory, and I'll have to see if I can. If I have to temporarily frog wire the thing into the board just to get the remote control where I've got to work to get the thing going again, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, definitely sometimes you just have to do what you have to do to get it going again, but hopefully you might be able to find that old radio, I mean that old remote rather, and get some parts off of it.
Yeah, it's a Sign Systems remote control, and the company went out of business. The company got wiped out by a tornado several years ago. That's probably been 10 years ago, maybe even a little longer. And the owner of the company got so depressed over what happened, he did himself in.
That's horrible. Yeah, do you have any connections in Elkhart at ATJB World Radio?
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, they are. I've went over and volunteered a little bit with them and helped them set up some recording studio stuff a couple of years ago, I think it was. But yeah, really good mission, but some really talented engineers around there, for sure.
Yes. Yes, talent on loan from God, you know, you know, not to be disrespectful, but those guys are amazing engineers. Those guys are like, those guys are almost like they're from another planet, the stuff that they come up with there.
Yeah, Oh, very much so. When I was there last night, it's probably been about 3 years, I think, 4 years. They had a transmitter from Ecuador that they're refurbishing. The thing was huge. They had to bring it in on a semi, but just the talent to do something like that just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. Oh, I know it. Yeah. Yeah, it's got a big, big juicy tetrode in there. I don't know. I think it's a water-cooled tube. I think so. If it's the same, if similar to the transmitter that I saw in there a few years ago, yes. What an amazing rig. But it was like a 4 CV, 100,000 or something like that. A big, big high power water cooled tetrode. I thought it was water cooled. I could be wrong.
I believe that's correct. I think I do remember them saying that it was water cooled. But yeah, it was impressive. I hadn't seen anything like that before.
Yeah, and then being driven by a solid-state IPA, yeah, and then solid-state modulator, I think it was pulse width modulator or pulse duration modulated, something like that. It was, amazing. Really cool stuff, what those guys are doing. Pretty neat.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I was able to tour their antenna shop and talk to the guy that runs that. I think he was Australian, maybe. But, yeah, just the lays and stuff they have there and their ability to get antennas while I was there. But, it's, really cool stuff they have.
I would love to work in the engineering and research there. The research and development. That would be fun to have a job working there, but I wouldn't be good enough for those guys.
I'm sure they'd probably take you. Anyways, definitely learn and probably have definitely enough experience in your radio background that you could be used to them.
That would be pretty cool. That would be, I would be so elated. Yeah, they're amazing. But anyway, I probably should try. I'm gonna have to pull up my inventory and see if I can locate a 5-volt double pole double throw relay. That's what I have to have. So I'm going to go ahead and go through the inventory, and I'm sure I can find one. I know I have some 5-volt, small 5-volt relays. Because a lot of times what happens is a lightning storm will burn those contacts open. And I think that may have been what happened to that remote control. And I'm just going to... That's the only thing I can see in the circuitry that would prevent the thing from picking up after the so many programmed rings. You know, it senses the ring voltage, and after so many rings, it's supposed to pick up. Well, it never picks up the line.
Yeah, sounds lightning could definitely be a factor into that. It can really do a number of things, for sure.
Right, yeah, I don't think it's the opto coupler, because there's a 10,000 ohm resistor that isolates it from the ring voltage, and then there's like a capacitor, a small value capacitor across the LED diode and the opto coupler. So I suspect that it's about the only thing it could be is just the relay.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good possibility. It sounds like it had some decent protection before it that should have helped it, but yeah. Hopefully you can find that part and
Yep. So we will find out pretty shortly when I have to go there on Wednesday. I've got to be there early in the morning Wednesday. So I want to get all that stuff fixed. Somebody manhandled the transmitter. It's a 10,000 watt Harris, AM, all digital, and somebody manhandled it, and they beat the buttons in that it looked like they got angry, and they beat their fist. I can't figure out what would have caused the circuit board, the metering board in the front with the controls, the switches on it. I can't imagine what it would have taken to cause the board to fall out. And when it fell out, the electronics of the board short-circuited against the ground, the chassis ground, and it blew a 1-amper fuse on a separate down in the power supply.
K9TWL. Yeah, wow. I don't know why somebody would do that. Hopefully they're not there anymore. Yeah, that sort of eager issue to cause that much damage.
Yeah, they were off the air and they called me to come up there, and they didn't know who I was. And so a friend of the manager's was a friend of knew me, and so he called me up and asked, and I contacted the general manager, and I went up there and looked at that, and I'm like, how did this happen? And you have to take a small screwdriver, and if you want to turn the transmitter on or off or raise and lower the power. Well, all those buttons were destroyed. The buttons are missing off the switches. The switches still work, but the actuators for the switches are gone. So if you want to take and go to medium power, or you want to, like a raise, or you want to look at the reflected power, you have to take and stick a small tool or a screwdriver in where there's this little spring, and you can actuate it, and it actually, it'll do what it does, then they work. So it's like that, and then all the metering, the multimeter, reads backwards. It's stuck below the pin, and it's not the meter. So whatever it did, it short-circuited a chip that drives that meter or something. So I ordered a bunch of parts. I hope I can bring the thing all back to 100%. I have all the new switches and everything, so I'm hoping it all turns out right.
Yeah, good luck on that. Hopefully we can get that back up and going for you. Well, I need to get going here and get a few things done for you, Mean, but it was great talking to you again. Hopefully talk to you soon.
Okay, Todd, thank you. It's great to talk to you again. And 73 to you, and talk to you again soon, I hope. All right, WB9YPA, South Bend, I am clear.
Yeah, hope you have a great evening, 73, K9TWL.
NAJPR.
N8JPR, this is WB9YPA. Hello, John.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. How you doing? It's been a while since I've talked to you. I'm just over the phone right now. I think I get radios in my cruiser, but the console's looking pretty nifty, and it's ready to be filled with radios. I just got to find the time to do it now that the weather's breaking.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can finally maybe get some work done in my truck. I want to put a console in my truck, and I have a TIG welder that I can make a nice sturdy bracket with, but unfortunately, whenever I hit the foot pedal, it applies full power to the weld, to the arc. So I have to get into it and work on it and find out what's the matter with it. John, I see that, and I wanted to ask you if you want me to, disconnect from your node on certain times. I kind of got the impression that maybe you were disconnecting from my machine. You know, maybe your node was disconnected because maybe I have way too much way too much net stuff on my machine. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know if you were having a problem or not. I did try to connect to it the other day, a couple days ago, and it didn't connect. So I thought, I thought maybe I overdid my welcome.
Nope, not at all. We're trying to get some logistics ironed out with the east side of the state, and so they're not really wanting any of that traffic. So Glenn has had to do some manual disconnects, and now we just got to figure out some scripts. So when we connect, they will also disconnect as well. So anyway, at some point we'll get it ironed out. But no, you're doing just fine there, Mike. So we've been, Glenn and I have been talking about calling you up and having a little chat with you and just let you know what was going on our end there. But nope, it's all good. We got it under control, at least from what I can gather. So we just need to get something a little bit more permanent in the connections and all that stuff. So, but you know, for me, it's just fine. The traffic, the better. So, but some people don't feel the same way about it.
I get it. Yeah, they turn the radios off because they don't want to hear all that racket. So, I get it. Okay, well, is there a time when I could come up and meet with you guys? You know, the three of us could sit down and we could hash out the times and all that when, you know, for the connection times and that kind of stuff. That'd be great.
Yeah, let me talk with Glenn, and since I got your phone number, I'll see if I can try and call you at some point. We do see each other on a weekly basis on Thursday, late afternoon into evening, over at the truck stop with the other gang from the group. But you know, we could always take a corner of a table too and have a little bit of a hash out too. So, but. You know, that starts getting a little bit late in your evening, too, so. But we usually get together about 5 o'clock every Thursday over at the 76th Street truck stop over on the south end of Grand Rapids.
Yep, right. Unfortunately, I have to be in Wyoming Wednesday. It's too bad it won't work out Thursday. That'd be great. But okay, well that's fine. I'll make a trip up that way I've got other stuff I could do up that way too.
Yeah, just we pretty much are every week anyway, so if you think of a Thursday that might work out, you know, and you know ahead of time that you'll be there, touch base with me, and I'll talk with Glenn just to make sure he's going to be there. Sometimes work does carry him out of getting together, but for the most part, we usually get together pretty regularly on Thursdays.
Okay, very good. All right, so my suspicions were correct. Okay, I got it. Yeah, I kind of thought, well, maybe the net traffic was getting to be too much, so I don't want to. Yeah, because I wasn't thinking about it really. I wasn't really thinking about that, and that the problem is, it didn't help that. See, I haven't been working with the guy who has the node, the AC9HO node. That's Kurt. And see, what I'll have to do is, I just need to disconnect from his node, and then his node will stay connected to your node up there. So that's how I can straighten that out.
You don't have to omit my note or anything. Like I said, we just got to figure out on the east side of the state, grant their wishes of what they want. And but I think Glenn could probably explain a little bit more of the game plan on that. And, see if we can, figure some things out. But no, it's not a huge deal, Mike. Really, to be honest, we were notified of it, and we replied back indicating that we'll see if we can try and take care of that business at least temporarily until we can figure out what we can do on a more permanent basis. And I figured at some point I would call you just to let you know, but I see, like you're saying, you pretty much had a hunch that was what was going on. So, but as for Glenn and I, we are in open arms for anything of that nature. But we'll see if we can get together at some point on a Thursday. Like I said, just give me a couple of days heads up and make sure that both of us will be down there and. Yeah, usually around 5 o'clock we get together.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll try to do that then, and that'd be fine. Okay. Well, very good. I'll plan to do that then. So, in the meantime, though, I'll have to work on my script and disconnect from that node during those nets. So, all right, hey, very good, John. I appreciate that. Good to hear from you again too. I trust you're doing well.
Yeah, doing good. Yeah, keeping busy for sure. And I've been driving the cruiser quite a bit because I've had a little bit of power steering issues on the Honda. And I've got everything to repair it. I just got to take it out to my buddy's garage out towards Muskegon. And I tell you the truth, I don't want to drive it any more than I have to. Just for the fact is if it seizes up when I'm trying to go to work, I don't get stranded. And, if I go out to Muskegon, my buddy's got a tow trailer and other things to bring it over to his garage if that happens. So, and the radios are in that, and I just haven't been in that vehicle much. So, and I just decided, well, I'll go on Echolink and see if Glenn was around because I think he might be going out for a little bit of ice cream tonight. Local ice cream shop here in Granville opened up for the first night. And this place has got a line from here around the building, so I'm kind of debating whether I'm actually going to go and grab some ice cream.
Well, grab some for me because I've already cheated today. I went and got me an apple turnover, so that shot the works for me. So maybe tomorrow. Thanks, John. All right, I'll let you run, and that's great. NHAPR, this is WB9YPA, and good to hear from you again.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Yeah, it's great to hear you, and I've been meaning to call you, and of course, time gets away from you, or from me, and before I know it, it's a good grief. I should have called weeks ago, but, well, anyway, at least we were able to touch base here on the radio, so, and I'm just running Echolink through my phone, so it's probably not the greatest audio, but it gets the job done, and I don't have to try and deal with the handy scratchy here in the cruiser trying to make get reception out of the machine, so it just makes things a little bit easier, so, but, yeah, I may skip out, maybe have something tomorrow, possibly. This place has actually gotten crazy. My other buddy, railroad buddy, says it wasn't too bad earlier, but I think everybody's done with dinner. Now they're out hankering for ice cream. So, and I think I'm just going to pass and head on home. So, but in any case, great to chat with you there, Mike, and we'll catch up soon, and hopefully we'll be able to meet up over at the truck stop. WB9YP8 is an NHAPR. We'll catch you later.
73 WB9YP8 clear.
KQED on the NACR repeater.
WB9YBA.